good morning. I guess I'm in the middle of a controversy here. Well, I'm not sure that I'm in the middle of a controversy, but we're going to make the best out of it. So we're going to make it just explode. Who is the bathroom key culprit? Is it Terry or is it me? And when Scott, I was listening on the way coming in, and the lady, I think it was the lady, or maybe it was Scott, said that I would come in and say, I don't know, but I don't think it was me, but it could have been me. And that's basically the way I felt. And then when I got in here, I noticed it, the key is there. It's hanging on the wall, but Scott's put this gigantic wire through it. So we will never lose it again. I hope we never lose it again. Anyway, the bathroom key is very important, especially if you're on for 3 hours in a row and you're drinking coffee during that time. Anyway, so I was pretty sure yesterday when I got this message from Terry that the bathroom key was no longer around. I was pretty sure that I had come back, or I had gone to the bathroom as I was leaving here, but I came back and put it on the little push pin that we always kept it on. I was not pretty sure. I was about 99% sure. I even remembered leaning over the desk to put it on that pushpin. But, you know, things happen. But if you ask my wife, she will tell you that I have compulsive behavior disorder, or whatever they call it. I'm one of those people that, well, when I blow dry my hair in the morning. Yes, I blow dry my hair in the morning. And yes, I am a male, but I do that sort of thing. But when I do that, I wrap the wire, the electrical wire that I plug the blow dryer in, I wrap it around the nozzle every day. I wrap it around the nozzle of the blow dryer 7 times, and I count it each time. That's the type of behavior I have. I'm sorry. I'm kind of weird that way. And I'm pretty sure, I was 99.9% sure that I came back and hung that on that pushpin. Well, apparently, if I didn't hang it on that pushpin, I went around the desk over on the other side of the desk about 5 feet and hung it on a little tiny picture that I didn't even know was up there. So I'm blaming it on Terry. But I, quite frankly, I didn't care. I did care that we lost the key, and I would have fessed up if I was pretty sure that I had done it. But anyway, we have fun here at the radio station. You ought to come up and visit us sometime, not during the COVID experience, but some other time. Once we get back doing the giveaways, we'll have a lot of you up here and, you know, give your giant Tootsie Roll bar, or give you a trip to the wilds or something like that, or down to the zoo or something like that, once we start doing our giveaways again. But we're still holding off on that. We don't want to get anybody up here and get them or us or our families sick. So I hope you had a good time at my expense laughing at me and Terry. Terry's a wonderful guy. I want you to know that. We have no animosity about each other, I'm sure. It is interesting that it was put back up on that picture. Now, I don't know. And we did have a gentleman come in who did the afternoon show. So it could have been him. We don't really know. So, but I'm 99.999999% sure now that it was not me. Oh, well, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do. Today, we're the second hour of the show, and this show, by the way, is called On the Air. And the second half of this show, we're going to finish reading Frederick Douglass's speech to a women's abolitionist group from Rochester, New York. It was actually a sewing group, I believe that's what it was. And he gave probably one of the greatest political speeches ever given especially of that time. Now, I understand yesterday, my wife occasionally listens, and she said it was a little bit boring because the language that they use is hard to understand, and it's hard to read, and yours truly has a little dyslexia, so occasionally I get the words backwards, and I don't pronounce them right or something like that. Anyway, the second half of his speech is a lot clearer because you can tell that Frederick Douglass was getting angrier as he wrote this speech. And it's basically about a freed, he wasn't freed. He ran away from, he was a slave until he was 20, and he found a way to get away from the slave owners and traveled up to Rochester, New York on the Underground Railroad, and he became a terrific orator. Back in those days, like I mentioned yesterday, the guy that did the speech before the Gettysburg Address, which lasts just a couple of minutes, the guy that did the speech before him had been speaking for over 2 hours. But that's the way they did it back in those days. I guess they wanted to cross every T and dot every I. So, anyway, I'm going to do that in the second half of the show today. So if you've got things you got to do out in the yard and you really don't want to hear it, that'll be the time to do it. And this earlier section, we're going to finish up doing some, well, not finish up because I've got so many of these. We're going to do some more trivia questions that I will let you know which ones we're going to take call-ins on, and you can call in and give us the answer and show all of Marion how smart you are. You are, by the way, you are listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble, and I'll be on here for 3 hours, actually, because my second show is Swap Shop. And like Scott with a sad face said, you only had one caller last week. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way it's been going. You know, this COVID virus isn't really inducive to people wanting to go visit other people. So we don't get a whole lot of calls, but we do get a few calls. And hopefully, if you've got something you want to sell, or if you've got something you want to announce, or if you got a garage sale that's going on, give us a holler and we'll publicize it. Please, 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 please wear a mask. Try to distance yourself. Be safe. All right. All right. What else was? Oh, yes. I have a guest next week. Got a phone call last night from a gentleman, Craig Swartz, who is running for state senator in this district. And he's going to be on next week during Progressive Life, which will be on Wednesday from about 12:15 till 1 o'clock, and he's going to be on. We're going to talk about what his ideas for helping the state of Ohio are. He's the Democratic candidate for state senator in this district, and he happens to be, surprisingly enough, the brother of Andy from Andrew's Pastries down on Delaware. When I was working at the credit union, if we had birthdays and stuff like that, about 50% of the time I would go over to Andrew's and pick up cakes and cookies and stuff like that to celebrate our birthday girl or guy. And so I got to know Andrew pretty well. I think he'd recognize me if I walked in again. I haven't been there in a while, though, since I haven't been at their credit union in a while. Anyway, it's 10:25, and we have a phone call. Let's see who's calling in. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Well, just a couple things.
Sure.
You talked about Andrew's Pastries. I was there this morning, so they're
you weigh 4 pounds heavier now, right?
Yeah, I know. I can gain weight just walking in the place.
Yeah. It's lovely.
I know you've got a name for your show and everything, but I thought of this after you'd already named your show, so maybe you can put this in your back pocket.
Okay.
In case. But I was thinking of Charlie Evers. I was listening to him on the air the other day.
Sure.
He constantly said, And So It Goes.
And So It Goes.
And that would be a neat name for a
That
show.
Is a neat name. So, yeah.
So, I thought, I know you'd already done that, but I thought, well, that's a cool name, and maybe you can put it in your back pocket in case you ever need to name another show.
And So It Goes. I love that. And Scott basically called it on the air just because he couldn't think of anything else as he was potting up the microphone to go on.
Yeah.
I bet he'd like that idea. Yeah.
And it's also kind of a tribute to Charlie. But
sure.
He always said that. You
yeah.
know, quite a few times. So that's all I got. So I just thought I'd...
Scott's probably listening right now. Hey, Scott, if you're listening, text me and tell me whether you think it's a great idea or not. All right. Great, great idea. Thanks for helping.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Yeah, good idea. Good idea. And So It Goes. I like that. I had not thought of anything better than On the Air, and I think that's a good name for it. And we've had it for, I don't know, over a month now, so I don't know if you'd want to change it right away, but that's a great thing to have in the pocket if we decide we want to do, you know, maybe we'll do bring in some other new person and name their show that or something. I don't know. I'll bring it up with the boss and see what he thinks. Great idea. And So It Goes. I like it. I like it very much. All right. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, I can't remember what I was talking about. We'll have Craig Swartz on next week on Progressive Life. And he'll talk about what he plans to do if he gets elected to be your state senator. And, you know, he's a Democrat, so he's got an uphill slug, especially in this area. But we got another phone call. Maybe somebody's got a different idea. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, that tagline has already been taken by Linda Ellerbe.
By who?
Linda Ellerbe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
She had a television show back, 80s.
Okay.
70s, late 70s, 80s.
Well, we don't mind stealing.
Oh, I know. No, I got a bit of trivia for you.
Sure.
See if you can name the product that's been around for years and years that uses the last four numbers of your phone number in their commercials.
That uses the last four numbers of the radio station's phone number?
Yep.
Which is WWGH.
No, right. The numbers.
Oh, 9944?
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's a product that uses that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell us. I'm not a good trivia person, but what is it?
Okay. Ivory soap.
Ivory soap uses 9944?
44% pure.
You're absolutely right. Now that you say it that way.
They use that. It may still be on the bars. I don't know.
I bet it is.
Don't make the soap.
I
bet it's been around since I was a kid, and I'm old.
Well, you're not as old as me. I'm dead old. I'm older than dirt.
I'll be 85.
Oh my! Well, you don't sound that.
I know. I know. That's what I hear.
Well,
okay. Did you know that Warren Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I tell you what, I do that in honor of Charlie, step all over the public service announcements and the other announcements. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to our caller that I didn't get him out of there before it started. But you understand, right? It's your radio station. We're a bunch of folks that just want Marion to know what's going on and try to keep a smile on your face. So anyway, occasionally we mess up. I would say more than occasionally. We even lose our own bathroom key. The problem is, when I was young, I would have lied about that. I would have said, absolutely not. I didn't, even if I didn't know. But now that I'm older, I pretty much have given up lying. It's too hard to remember what my lies are, right? So I pretty much have given it up. I occasionally will tell a little fib to my wife so she doesn't get worried. You know, I might go to a grocery store and there are several people in without masks, but I'll tell her, oh, no, they all had masks. That's a little fib, but that keeps her from worrying about me. And, you know, I don't want my wife to worry about me. Anyway, let's get on with a little trivia, okay? Make sure you tune in to us next week also. Wait a minute. I've got another guest, and I'm forgetting who it is. Hang on. The reason why I had to ask you to hang on is because it was in my phone's in my pocket, and I have those stupid tight blue jeans on. It's annoying. Anyway, and I couldn't get to it. Next week we have Craig Swartz on Wednesday, and then let's see. I think I have some. Yes, I have Fred Malone. He's going to be here on Thursday. He's going to come in for the morning on the air, or if we change the name, we might change the name. Anyway, Fred Malone, you know, he was on with Charlie a lot, and he's going to be on every Thursday. I've asked him to change it to Thursday. He used to be on Wednesday, but I've asked him to change it to Thursday because Thursday seems to be a better day for us to do 2 hours, and then that bumps up against Swap Shop. And so Fred's going to be on. He's from the Marion Historical Society, a man of a wealth of knowledge. He is a truly bright man. And so I'm going to pick his brains, okay? And you can pick his brains as well. He knows everything about Marion, I think. And I know nothing about Marion. The only thing I know about Marion is what I learned when I went through the they had a program. It was about a 9-month program where they took 12, 15 people that were new to the community or were young and didn't know much about Marion, and leadership group. And I went through that, and I learned a lot about it. I think it was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and either Marion Tech or OSUM. I'm not sure which one, but I learned an awful lot from that 9 months or whatever it was. We went to lots of places. The one thing that always sticks in my mind is that Marion had a sulky manufacturer. Apparently they've now out of business, but they built those, you know, those things that horses pull during races. And I would have loved to seen that. We didn't get to see it, but I would have loved to seen the manufacturer of those sulkies. Anyway, I don't know that you call them sulkies, but that's what it's called when you're racing on them. Okay. Here's the first trivia question. This will not be one that we ask for people to call in. And by the way, if you do want to call in, you better write this down. You get ready. I'm going to take a swig of coffee while you get your pencil ready. Okay, now I can breathe again. Except for I spilled it all up and down my shirt. The number that you'll call when I tell you that we're looking for the answer is 740-383-9944. Or Ivory Soap's 99.44% pure. That was great. Caller called in and told us about that. So that's the way you can remember it. It's 740-383-9944. 99.44% pure. Okay. How many eyes does a bee have? And it's not two. Now, I remember classes on biology and that sort of thing where they talked about flies' eyes, which are compound eyes, and they have like hundreds of little eyes in their eyes, or maybe dozens, I'm not sure. But I don't know that bees have compound eyes, but they definitely have more than two eyes. Okay, are you ready for the answer? The answer is they have five eyes. That would be confusing. And if you ask my wife, I'd have trouble if I went into a nightclub or someplace like that trying to keep all five eyes straight ahead and not looking at the pretty young girls. I do like to look at young women. It's like candy. It's like, well, that doesn't sound very nice, but it's like it gives me happiness. That they're all so perky and happy, and I like people that are happy. I like watching the young men dance with them because the young men are always perky and happy at the same time. Oh, well, that's enough of that. My wife was going to have me over a fire when I get home. Anyway. All right, here's one that I'm going to give you 3 minutes, maybe four, to call in on. And I say three or four because we do have a 30-second delay sometimes. Sometimes it's only 20, sometimes it's shorter. But so I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to call in on this. What was the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page? And I really didn't have any idea. Now, I know this rock band, but I didn't know who it was formed by. Okay, the question again, if you want to call in, what was the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page? All right, we're going to continue on. We've got 23 minutes before we switch over to doing the second half of the speech of Frederick Douglass. This next question, who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? Now, I'll give you a hint. This is a pretty heavy hint. It was back in 1903. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? She died because of her studies. Madame Curie died of cancer, and fairly certain that it was directly related to her studying of radioactive products. In 1903, she won the Nobel Prize, Madame Curie. Oh, this is an interesting question. I'm going to hold off on this question, and I'm going to ask it a little later after we see if anybody can answer what was the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page. I'm going to go back to this question because it's quite interesting. What type of music has been shown to help plants grow better and faster? Boy, oh boy, could I use some of that. Now, right now, my garden is going crazy. All of my gardens. I have two gardens with herbs and vegetables in it that are raised, and then I have one that's right down there on the ground, and then I have one out front of my house that's a perennial flower garden, and all of them are going crazy. Matter of fact, my perennial flower garden I'm going to have to go out this weekend and trim it back because it's just getting too big. what was the question here? What type of music has been shown to help plants grow better and faster? Classical. I love classical music, but I can only take so much of it. I was a violinist when I was young. Played in the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. Played for my high school orchestra. I was a pretty decent violinist. I wasn't a great violinist, but I think I was probably second chair first violin in high school. But I was way back in the second violin section for the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. But they just needed people that could find the right note, okay? Anyway, I loved classical music to a point. But if you gave me more than about 10 or 15 minutes of it, I was done. I love playing it. It was fun to play because I always had a sense of where the music was going. I still do. I can listen to music, and I can tell you, I can hum the next note, even if I've never heard the song. It's just, I don't know, it's just one of my savant things. All right. Well, I guess we're not going to get anybody that's going to tell us what rock band was formed by Jimmy Page. So if you're getting ready to call me, don't, because I'm going to give you the answer. The answer, Jimmy Page formed the rock band Led Zeppelin. If you didn't know that, you'd know it now, right? Okay, now I'm going to give you the next question that you're welcome to call in at 740-383-9944. We'll give you 3 minutes to call this one, the answer. Which mammal has no vocal cords? Now, I know a lot of mammals I'd like to see without vocal cords, but there is a mammal, a specific breed or type of animal, mammal, that does not have vocal cords. So I'll give you a couple minutes, a few minutes, to respond to that question, all right? The type of music that helps plants grow, like I said, is classical. And it doesn't help me grow unless you consider growing out instead of up. Power outage in the U.S. are mostly caused by what? Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. And I hate to say it, must mean death to something. All right. They're mainly caused by squirrels, which would imply that those squirrels fry themselves on the power lines. I hope that's not true in all cases, but you know darn well in some cases there's a toasty squirrel. All right, here, let's continue on with the after that macabre entry. What celebrity had their dog cloned twice? What celebrity has their dog cloned twice? Not just once. This celebrity, I'll give you a little hint, she had her dog cloned twice. That might be a little overdoing it. Plus, she must have a lot of money. We got a phone call. Let's see what this is. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
A giraffe has no vocal cords.
You got it on the head. Give yourself a pat on the back. I wish I could, but I can't.
Okay,
but giraffes have no vocal cords. I wish I had my wife cloned with a giraffe, but no, I didn't mean that. Thank you very much for calling in. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Oh, me. No, I we talk silly like that. I don't know why men do that. We don't really mean that. Matter of fact, I very much enjoy talking to my wife. She's a very bright lady, and we both agree kind of.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm sorry if you heard my phone ring. It's one of those phone calls that says, when you look to see who's calling you, it says the United States. I can tell you what I did with that phone call. Anyway, if the United States really wants to talk to me, they'll get in touch with me through the IRS, I'm sure. All right, but we did have a correct answer. Attaboy for the lady that called in, that the mammal with no vocal cords is the giraffe. How about that? All right. What celebrity has had her dog cloned twice? Barbara Streisand. Barbara, you could do so much more with that type of money. What do you suppose it costs to have an animal cloned? It can't be a couple hundred bucks. It's got to be a lot more than that. Okay, here's a good question. I'll give you 3 minutes to respond to this one. And the reason why it's a good question is because I believe it's on their license plate. What was the first state in the United States? The first of the 13, and obviously the first of the 50. And now there's a movement to maybe make it 51 states if Washington, D.C. gets their way. But so far, not so good. All right. What was the very first state? If you can give me that answer in the next 3 minutes, we'll give you an attaboy. What is the painting La Gioconda, more usually known as? La Gioconda. It was a painting, very famous. It's in the Louvre, if I pronounce that correctly. I've been there. I've seen this painting. That should give you everything, right? Mona Lisa. It's the painting was originally called in its home country, La Gioconda. It's more known as the Mona Lisa. Quite frankly, I don't know if you... Oh, now maybe we're getting an answer to that. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you? You're on the air. How can we help you?
Delaware was the first state.
You got it. And isn't that on their license plate, I think? Or at least it used to be.
I don't know. All I know is...
Delaware was the first state.
I'm the 99 and 44% pure guy, I call it, I think.
Well, I'm going to know that from now on the rest of my life.
I'm sitting out here in the park working across the proposals, listening to your station, so I...
Well,
when
great.
I know one, I'll call in.
Which park are you?
Out McKinley Park, out by
the
hospital.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good time out there. I hope you get a little wind blowing across you.
A little breeze. I got one of the doors open.
All right. Good enough. Take care. Bye-bye. That's pretty cool. he got the answer. He gets an attaboy. He was smart. Okay, we got another phone caller here. Hang on. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? We apparently lost this person. I'm sorry. I heard him in the background, but we'll let you call back in if I mess that up. And I have a habit of messing up at least one phone call every chance I get. It's 10:49. You're listening to WWGH FM. Here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And this show is called, it may be changed because we had a great idea from one of our listeners, but right now it's called On the Air, and I'm Glenn Coble, your moderator. And in the next hour, I'm going to attempt to read the second half of Frederick Douglass's address to a women's club up in Rochester, New York, about what the Declaration of Independence means to a former slave. And yesterday, I got through the first half, and it's at least a two-hour speech. Well, not at least. It's at least an hour and a half speech. And he was starting to ramp up to telling the ladies that he was speaking to how unfair or how the Declaration of Independence really didn't apply to slaves, or for that matter, to black Americans at the time. And it gets stronger in the second half, all right? But it's something that we should all listen to. As a matter of fact, there are people, there are stations that read it every year out in New England. They read it every year, the whole thing, just so people get a knowledge of where abolitionists came from, where women's suffrage came from. The speech covers a lot of problems that the United States has put on ourselves. All right, 10:51, and let's continue on. Let's see. We talked about Barbara Streisand's cloning of her dog twice. I wonder if the dog liked that. That could be confusing. Some dogs get confused just looking in a mirror, let alone having another dog that looks exactly like them. Okay, Ludwig van Beethoven was born in 1770 in which city? I think you probably can get that, considering his name is Ludwig van Beethoven, and this was the biggest city in that country. Berlin. In 1770, Ludwig van Beethoven. I always liked Beethoven's classical music, but again, he was one of those composers that I can listen to 15 minutes and I'm done. And then 2 hours later, I'd be glad to listen to another 15 minutes. But it's pretty heavy stuff. All right. This is interesting. As a very poor gardener, it's interesting to know this. Water has a pH level of around what? I would have thought, I really am not quite sure how you measure pH, but water has a pH level of around 7. I would have thought water was neutral, and maybe 7 is neutral, but I always thought neutral was closer to 6, but what do I know? I'm just an old guy that didn't pay enough attention in class, right? Do you know what the most expensive home in the world is? I'm going to give you 3 minutes to respond to this. What do you think the most expensive home in the world is? Now, there are an awful lot of expensive homes. It's amazing how many of our movie stars, baseball players, other athletes, politicians, how much money people have. I'm not one of them. Never been one to worry about money much, but this one is the most expensive home in the world, okay? And if you have the answer to that, we'll give you an attaboy. And our number is 740-383-9944. The big trivia question of the day is, who stole the bathroom key? And I contend it was not me. Okay. I think I answered this yesterday, or the last time, not yesterday, but the last time we had this trivia on, what is the hardest rock? And I wasn't quite sure at the time, because the softest rock, it said, was talc. But the hardest rock, I thought, was diamond. And I was correct. I am so smart sometimes. all right. Here's a good, now I'm going to hold this one to the next call in one. Okay. I'm not going to even ask that because I can't pronounce the word. Which horoscope sign has a crab? A crab. My wife and I are watching Doc Martin on TV. It's a British show. And they're in the United Kingdom, but I'm trying to remember what the area of the United Kingdom they're in. Wales, down in that area. Anyway, they always go to the Crab and Lobster, which is a bar there. And so I naturally thought of that when I saw this question. What horoscope sign has a crab? Cancer. Never really liked that just because I don't like the word cancer. I don't think anybody does like the word cancer. Do you know what color absinthe is? You know, absinthe, isn't that the spice that tastes a little bit like licorice? Do you know what color it is? It's green. Yikes. I don't usually put green stuff in. Well, I do like those lime, those little things that look like a smile. I don't know what they call them. But I do like those green ones, but they're bright green. I'm guessing absinthe is kind of a dark green since it's a plant. Okay, what were we looking for? Oh, the most expensive home in the world. I'm just going to give it to you. Today, we've got half on and half off. Some people are asleep. Some people are wide awake. But I'm going to give you the answer to this. It's sure I am if I can remember it. Buckingham Palace. Where the Queen lives. Buckingham Palace. I don't know if she lives there or not, but you know where I mean. That is the most expensive home in the world. Now, is it really a home if it's a palace? Well, I guess. Your home is your palace, right? All right, here's the next question I wanted to throw out there so that you can test your brilliance. And you can call me at 7. Well, we only have a couple minutes, so I'm going to ask this real fast. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan? You've only got about a minute to get back on this, so give me your answer quickly. And then we will go next hour into the Frederick Douglass speech. And you've got to understand that speeches of those days were kind of stilted. They're kind of, well, they're long-winded, of course, but they're kind of highfalutin language. And Frederick Douglass had taught himself how to read because he was a slave till he was 20. So he really, really became a brilliant man just from teaching himself out of the Bible and out of reading speeches of other people. So I hope you'll enjoy this. There are parts of it that will put you to sleep, but there are also parts of it you'll go, that may apply today. All right, well, we haven't gotten an answer back yet on what did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan. So don't call in, okay, because we only have a few seconds. Well, we got about a minute, and I don't think I'll be able to get you on even if you call in right this second. It would be kind of tough with our delay and stuff like that. Why don't I ask one last question before I give you the answer to that? Which U.S. city is known as the city of brotherly love? Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Okay, let's get back to that question. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan? Did you ever see that show? It's a great show. I love that. I always love Peter Pan, that type of show. Anyway, the crocodile, and it was not an alligator, it was a crocodile, and that crocodile swallowed an alarm clock. And they could tell when the crocodile was around because they could hear the tick. All right. Well, we're going to be back here in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The legendary star.